It's time for a Swedish Fika with some Swedish fun facts with your host, Pixelpia.
Welcome to Swedish Fika, the podcast where I take a closer look at Sweden and Swedes.
Today's episode will be about monarchy in Sweden and the Swedish royal family. One thing that fascinates Americans from time to time is the fact that we have a king in Sweden. So today I want to tell you about the Swedish royal family and how the monarchy works in Sweden. Sweden have a long history of kings. Some say it goes back around 1,000 years. But today my focus will be on the current royal family and the system we have in Sweden today. Who are they and what do they do? And let's start with a brief overview of the system. Sweden has a constitutional and hereditary monarchy with parliamentarism, or sometimes you hear it called a constitutional parliamentarian monarchy. But what does that mean? Let's get the hereditary part out of the way first. That simply means that the throne or the crown is inherited within the family, and this is controlled by a succession order. Sweden has been a hereditary monarchy since 1544 with the king Gustav Vasa. Before that, the kings were elected, but not by the people, but by the aristocracy and other important influential members of society. A constitutional parliamentary monarchy means that the monarch, and at the moment that is King Carl the 16th Gustav, is officially the highest state office in the country. And by courtesy, it's also the highest military and social rank, but has no political power. You could say that the king is just a symbol, an icon that represents Sweden in different ways. The king's duties are preliminary, ceremonial, and representative. So before we look at what they actually do and what the Swedes think about having a monarchy, let's take a very superficial look at who they are. And let's start with His Majesty King Carl the 16th Gustav. He was born April 30th, 1946, as the youngest of 5 kids, with 4 older sisters. The princesses Margareta, Birgitta, Desiree, and Kristina. When he was only 1 year old, his father, Prince Gustav Adolf, died in a plane crash. And when his grandfather, King Gustav VI Adolf, became king in 1950, the then 4-year-old Carl Gustav became crown prince. At the time, the succession order in Sweden said that the crown had to be inherited by the next male in line. He became Sweden's head of state in September 15, 1973, at the age of 27, succeeding his grandfather. And his official motto that he chose was "För Sverige I tiden," which means "For Sweden with the times," a way of declaring his intention of meeting the demands of society on a modern monarch. Next, we have Her Majesty Queen Silvia. She was born in December 23, 1943, in Heidelberg, Germany. She worked as a hostess trainer with the Organizing Olympic Committee for the Munich Olympics during the year 1971-73. And as such, she met the Swedish king during the Olympic Games in Munich in 1972. They got officially engaged on March 12, 1976 and got married shortly after in June the same year. And she now became the Queen Silvia, the Queen of Sweden. They have three children, Crown Princess Victoria, Prince Carl Philip and Princess Madeleine. Her Royal Highness Crown Princess Victoria was born July 14, 1977. And since the firstborn was a female, this led to a change in the Swedish Act of Succession, decided by the Swedish Parliament in 1979 and entered into force on January 1, 1980, when Victoria officially became Crown Princess and thereby the heir to the Swedish crown. She is married to His Royal Highness Prince Daniel. Daniel Westling was born 15th of September 1973 and he got to know the Crown Princess in 2001 when he was her personal trainer. This was after the princess had struggled with anorexia. They got engaged the 24th of February 2009 and the wedding took place on June 19, 2010 and Daniel got the title Prince. Together they have two children and those children are also official members of the royal house and they are Her Royal Highness Princess Estelle, who was born February 23, 2012, and His Royal Highness Prince Oscar, born on March 2, 2016. The King and Queen's second child is His Royal Highness Prince Carl Philip. He was born on May 13, 1979. And in accordance with the Act of Succession, Prince Carl Philip is the fourth in order after Crown Princess Victoria and her two children, Princess Estelle and Prince Oscar. He is married to Her Royal Highness Princess Sofia, who was born December 6, 1984. And before meeting the prince, she was a glamour model and a reality TV contestant. They have three sons, Prince Alexander, Prince Gabriel, and Prince Julian. And the third child of the King and Queen of Sweden is Her Royal Highness Princess Madeleine. She was born June 10th, 1982, and she's married to Mr. Christopher O'Neill. They were engaged in October 25th, 2012, and got married June 8th in 2013. When they got married, Mr. O'Neill declined an offer from King Carl XVI Gustav to become a Swedish citizen, a prince and a duke in order to be able to continue as a businessman. So he is not an official part of the royal house or the royal family and therefore has no title as prince. All the children of Prince Carl Philip and Princess Sofia, as well as Princess Madeleine and Mr. O'Neill, are since October in 2019 officially not a part of the royal house. They are still members of the royal family and they still have their titles as prince or princess on a personal level. In the king's annual Christmas speech that year, he ended it by addressing the question about them not being a part of the royal house and said the following, and this is a quote. Earlier this year, I made the decision to define what is called the royal house. The decision was to make clear who within the royal family will act as official representatives of Sweden in the future. For me, this is a way of clarifying what expectations are. It will hopefully be helpful when my grandchildren eventually carve out their own future. But to that day, it is far away. So, what are the duties of the royal family. We have to look at the Constitution Act from 1974, and it says, the tasks entrusted to the king by the 1974 Constitution Act and Riksdag, which is the parliament, by the way, act, are as follows. 1. The king is head of the state. 2. He heads the special cabinet council held when there is a change of government, and also the regular information councils of the members of the government. 3. He opens the parliament, Riksdagen, every year. 4. He chairs meeting of the Advisory Council of Foreign Affairs, the members of which are appointed by the Riksdag, the parliament, to hold consultations with the government on foreign affairs. And 5. He is the foremost representative of the Swedish defense establishment and holds supreme rank in each of the service arms, as well as being honorary commander, colonel-in-chief, of certain military units. And 6, as Sweden's foremost representative in relation to other countries, the king receives the credentials of foreign ambassador and signs those of Sweden's ambassadors. When the king is unable to fulfill his duties as head of state because of, for example, he is abroad, his duties are discharged to Crown Princess Victoria, Prince Carl Philip, or Princess Madeleine. Funding for the activities of the head of state is allocated by the Riksdag, the parliament, and that means it's paid for by the taxpayers. The king is liable for taxation, and like other Swedes, he and his family are entitled to vote, though by tradition, this right is never exercised. So what does Swedes think about the monarchy and the royal family? It is very hard to give a definite answer to that. And the popularity of the king, of the queen, and of the different members of the royal family fluctuates. They shift with various so-called scandals. Just under 70% of Swedes are supporting the monarchy as an institution, although calls for the king to abdicate in favor of the more popular Crown Princess Victoria can be heard from time to time. Many say that he should retire after 40 years on the throne. And what do I think? I guess I am just as so many other Swedes, ambivalent. Most of the time, especially since I moved to the US, I don't think about the Swedish monarchy or the king and queen. But if I do think about it, I think it's rather nice to have a king as a representative and as a symbol of our country when it comes to interaction with other countries. But at the same time, especially when I lived in Sweden, I wasn't sure if the cost for the Swedish taxpayers could offset the value of having a symbol. And you should know that we Swedes are not afraid of paying a lot of taxes if we get something out of them. So if you really need a definite answer from me, I'm sorry, I have to disappoint. I think they are nice to look at on December 10th during the Nobel Prize ceremonies. And I like that they are very engaged in social issues and environmental issues. But if we didn't have them, I don't think I would miss them. And talking about Alfred Nobel, next week I will make an episode where I talk about Alfred Nobel, the Nobel Prize, and our tradition of Santa Lucia, the Saint Lucia, and what connection there is between the two. So I hope to see you back next Monday. Until then, as we say in Sweden, hej då!
You can keep up with everything from A Swedish Fika on aswedishfika.com or on Facebook or Instagram as A Swedish Fika. And you can reach Pixelpia at pixelpia@aswedishfika.com.